Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and we're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have James J.B. Brown on the line with me, and we're going to have a decent conversation about how to maintain good health. J.B., say hey to the people and let them know what you're up to.
Hey, Nigeria, to you and your audience, thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully the deep waters, by way of your questions that you throw at me, I'll be able to answer, but essentially my aim is just to share what has worked for me, for those who may have watched over the years and seen me go from whatever size you want to call me, athlete. You know, athletes in Nigeria are not a sensitive lot at all, and that's a part of the athletic arena. So I've gone from a swollen tick to, a blade of grass right now, but it's all good.
Right, and if you're not familiar, James J.B. Brown is one of the sportscasters for NFL.
Yes, ma'am. I'm blessed to be working back at my original network home of CBS Sports, and also blessed to work as a special correspondent for CBS News, and also humbled to host Inside the NFL on Showtime, and also have a syndicated show that's called The James Brown Show, where we talk with not only sports guests, but those in entertainment and politics as well. So it's all good, trying to use that platform and those platforms meaningfully.
Right. So let's get back to health, because it's kind of ironic when you said swole. I like that. A little more swole. And you're around these athletes who are all muscle-bound and toned, and you're sitting there interviewing them or speaking with them. What's going on in your mind as you started becoming more aware about the importance of maintaining good health?
Well, what I did become aware of is that I used to, at one time, look like the athletes that I was interviewing and associated with, and wanted to make sure that at my age and stage in life that I was as fit as I possibly could be as well. And I know that I had been getting that message subtly and very overtly throughout the years, Nigeria, and I was trying on my own to do that, doing things that I thought made sense and probably do make sense to many others in terms of exercising, getting more cardiovascular in, and trying to eat healthy and getting the rest, all those things that we all know about. But sometimes we may need a little help. I'll never forget one athlete commenting to me before that it's easier to maintain than it is to get it back. And getting it back was very challenging, but that which has worked for me, and quite candidly and honestly as a man of faith, mm-hmm. Also being blessed to be an ordained minister, it wasn't until from my perspective, for me,
right,
that I committed my health to God to be a good, healthy servant for Him,
mm-hmm.
That I started to realize success. And I did need help,
right,
with a program that has worked for me, Nigeria, called NutriMost.
Uh-huh.
And it has been awesome because I've gone from almost 297 pounds down to about 217 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, being in front of the camera, was that challenging as well? When you would see yourself?
You know what? It was, because when I watched replays of myself, which I wasn't very crazy about doing anyway, even when I was in better shape, when I watch replays, I'm thinking, wow, man, have you really gotten large and swollen? And that's why so many people in Nigeria were asking me, or my colleagues, hey, man, what football team did he play for? What offensive lineman lineman was he playing alongside? And, you know, that was not a compliment, because I know that I played basketball. So being on camera certainly did underscore visually what I needed to do. But also off camera, when I recognized how I was getting winded,
mm-hmm.
my stamina was not nearly as long as good as it should have been, going up and down the stairs, huffing and puffing,
right,
trying to play with my grandkids and enjoy, all those things were adding up to say, hey, buddy, you really need to find something that works for you.
Right. Now, go to a doctor, and was there any diagnosis? Did they tell you? You know, they just now say, you're obese. There's no niceness about it now. When you go, and they don't say you should just lose weight, they're like, well, you're obese, and you should shed a few pounds. Did that happen to you?
Absolutely, Nigeria, and I appreciate the frankness of the question. My doctor did tell me a few times, JB, you need to get your blood pressure down. JB, you are in a pre-diabetic range.
Wow.
And those can lead to all kinds of issues.
Mm-hmm.
So he made me aware of those things, and it wasn't as if I wasn't trying, but it wasn't working. So that was my primary care physician who had been telling me that over the years that I needed to lose some weight, and he continued to do that. And I was trying a couple of programs, and believe me, there was one program that did work for me. I enjoyed modest success, but it was a challenge for me because of the schedule, Nigeria, that I keep during the football season, where I'm traveling, you know, on the road 22 to 23 consecutive weeks out of the year. So it was a very challenging program to maintain with that kind of aggressive schedule. However, watching a colleague of mine at CBS, an executive, who went from 265 pounds down to 185 pounds and kept it off for a couple years running, and he talked about how great he felt. I could see how good he looked. And that he had stamina back from when he was in his 30s. And he said, JB, you can do this. I did my own due diligence. I did some research about the program, found out that it was right up my alley in terms of it involved being one who would have an individual analysis performed to see what would work specifically for me. So there's an individual protocol associated with that. And the foods designed for me were healthy foods, and it's all about making healthy food choices. And it worked for me in that I was traveling so aggressively in Nigeria. When I saw how weight was dropping off of me week by week by week in this very nonstop challenging schedule that I had, nothing beats success but seeing success. So correct. I was convinced, and I worked with it, and this program, NutriMost, work. I talked with the doctor who is the founder and creator of the program beforehand to do my own due diligence to make certain that it would work. I paid to be a patient client on this program, and it worked. And the way it developed, once I saw how it worked for me, and that there was one other major company that had approached me years ago about being an ambassador for them to articulate, especially to a minority audience, people of color, to talk about the benefits of the program. I didn't want to do it until I knew that it worked for me. And this program works for me. It's awesome. So therefore, our relationship developed organically where I became an ambassador, sought to become one because I wanted to share the news with so many others about how the program works and what it did for me.
And I'm grateful for that because I know, you know, just this conversation right now and you saying that you did go to the doctor and for years you were challenged and now you found this program that has absolutely worked and that you will subscribe to it and now be able to promote it because you yourself have witnessed and partake in it to have lost the weight. Well, take away from the stigma that black men do not go to the doctor or are not interested in taking care of themselves. So I really thank you for sharing because I get annoyed when I hear that. Everybody wants to be healthy.
Absolutely. You know what, Nigeria, can I say thank you for drilling down in the manner that you just did? Because too many of us men are wired in a fashion that doesn't serve us well to think, well, I'll only go to the doctor if I need to. Well, that's not good because there are some things that can be plaguing us, that can be problematic, that we could be dealing with, like high blood pressure, the silent killer.
Right.
The encroachment of heart disease. We know and have been talked to ad nauseum about why it's important to get your PSA count checked so that you can ensure that you're not dealing with the potential of prostate cancer. All of those things. And they can be impacted positively, eradicated, if we would but go to the doctor, get checked, and then take action. Why hurt one's self? In the ministry world, we talk about the importance of forgiveness, if you will, because not forgiving somebody is like taking the poison yourself, you know, because you're looking to try to hurt the other person. But in essence, what you're doing is you're taking the poison yourself. And it's going to take you out. Well, it's the same thing, that same principle, that same precept, that same concept applies in terms of health. If we're not doing it, then it's only going to take us out of here. And why do that when we know that we want to be healthy and strong for our families, for our wives, grandkids, and to be able to do all that we can do in our jobs and whatever else, just to have the stamina and strength and energy and the mental sharpness to be able to live as long and as healthy as the good Lord would have us to be. Mm-hmm. So this certainly is one of the major ways to do that.
And I'm super excited and congratulations because, you know, you got Oprah and all these other women with Weight Watchers. So I'm super excited for your success with Nutrimost program and being able to have a male figure out there for the men. So congratulations on that.
Hey, in Nigeria, all they need to do is go online because I encourage everyone to do the homework themselves. See why I'm so excited about it. And I know there may be those who say, oh, okay, the brother's getting paid for it. But again, let me underscore, I paid for this program myself with no interest, no plans at all to be an ambassador for them, to be a sponsor for them, to talk about it, a paid sponsor for them. I did it for myself. And when I saw how it was working, hey, in Nigeria, you know, all of us want to look good in our clothes, no matter what age we are.
That's right.
And you know how excited I was, Nigeria, to be able to wear suits that I wore back in college days and feeling fit. And the fact of it is not just losing the weight. There are a bunch of other things that being in shape attacks. For instance, there's visceral fat around the heart. Do you know that's been tied to cancer? So this program will help you to reduce the amount of visceral fat around your heart. You know, it talks about raising your metabolism. So your metabolic age, you might be 50 years of age, but after you've done this, you will find out that you're actually in the health of a 25 or 30-year-old, as an example, because you've got more energy. And that means you're mentally sharper as well. You live a healthier life. And look, the doctor, Ray Wisniewski, who created this program, his mantra was, God wants all of us healthy to live a good and healthy life. And that's a fact, and it's true. So why wouldn't we want to do that? So I encourage people to go online, Nutrimost.com, investigate the program for themselves to see if it's for them. And if so, then give it a shot. But I'm telling you, I'm endorsing it because I know it worked for me. I've seen it work for others, and I'm excited about it. And I just want to carry the message because I'm very careful, and I don't do a lot of this in terms of endorsing companies
right.
and products, except if, in fact, there is a benefit to the public at large. And there's no question, particularly amongst black folks, black men, but people of color, period, in terms of changing their diet, changing their health, and making healthy food choices, this works.
Yeah, and one thing I liked about what you mentioned also, your scheduling, because a lot of people eat inappropriately because of the stressful or extreme tight scheduling they have per day.
Yes, ma'am.
So how does the Nutrimost program fit into a schedule?
Superb question. Keep in mind, for most people, this program would do two or three things at least. One, it will help you to work smarter and not harder. Smarter, not harder. Number two, it is about healthy food choices. Number three, it's not a diet. A diet, you know, because most people can't wait till they get off of a diet. This is about good food. And then when they get off of the diet, as you well know, even by virtue of you chuckling at it, because you understand that like I do,
yeah.
All of a sudden they go back to eating bad stuff and they blow back up again. They don't keep it off.
Right.
Well, this works because it's about good, healthy foods, proteins, vegetables, and fruits. And it's all good stuff. For me, I'm eating fish. I'm eating lean meat. I've got some great dishes with ground beef and bell peppers. I mean, I'm just giving you a sample
right,
of it.
Right.
I like seafood. Crab meat is working for me. You name it. And I do lobster. I do shrimp. It's working. And, of course, lean steaks like filet mignon. But it works, Nigeria.
Right.
So what happens is I'm blessed in that my nephew is a chef. John Brown is a chef by John. So what I do, or catering by John, Chef John, so what he does for me, he prepares my meals. So, Nigeria, when I'm on the road, whether it's for 3 days, a week, or 2 weeks, I carry my food with me in little containers, put it in the refrigerator in the hotels on the road, get me a microwave, heat that bad boy back up, and you know what? And the seasonings that I'm allowed to have, it is awesome. It tastes like I'm going to a five-star restaurant. So it's all good, and I'm seeing my weight in this particular phase dropping off. And then when you want to maintain, you know, it's working to maintain my weight, and I'm eating good food so it doesn't feel like I'm depriving myself. So the answer to your question is it works perfectly. And, you know, you can go to restaurants. The program also provides you with a little card that you can give to most chefs, tell them what seasonings to use and how to prepare it, and most restaurants will accommodate you so you're not out of pocket wherever you go on the road.
That is excellent. That is excellent. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing, JB. I really appreciate it. And let's give them the website again and have them go on and do their due diligence. I really like that. Just do your homework.
Yes, ma'am.
And then go ahead, pull off, and give it a try.
And you know what? There was an old corporate expression that I remember when I was working in corporate America at Xerox and Eastman Kodak, and it says, you cannot expect what you don't do inspect.
That's
so,
right.
So do the inspecting yourself. And what you do is you go to Nutri, Nutri, Most, MOST.com. And the website will come up. As a matter of fact, I'm blessed to have a video testimonial on there with my daughter and my grandkids. They will testify about what the program has done for me. Do the homework, study it, make sure it will work for you, and then it will instruct you to the next steps to take. And there are offices throughout the country. I did it remotely because I was traveling so much. I called in. I had a wellness coach and their wellness coaches are expertly trained. Mine, Mrs. Janine Shea, was and is superb. And they're all trained that way to help keep you to stay on track, to keep you staying on track. And I would report my readings on a daily basis, and they would give me encouragement. They would help me get back on track. Now I've got a very good understanding of the program myself, and I can maintain it. But I still check in with my wellness coach because she is that good, and the overwhelming majority of us do need wellness coaches and are to help keep you on track. And again, as I said, when you start to see the success on a weekly basis, you get excited about it, and folks will be running up to you. Man, lady, what are you doing? Girl, mm-hmm. talk to me. Mm-hmm. How is that working? And it does, and that's how the word will be spread so that we can all live a healthy lifestyle, a healthy and lengthy life, so as to be excellent and helpful to our family and our communities.
Yeah, and it is important to have a coach and a trainer. I went through this myself and trying to lose weight, and I had a trainer, and the results were amazing. And we all need that encouragement, especially when you're first starting. So don't be afraid. It's an investment, so you got to do it. We invest in everything else. You got to invest in yourself for your health.
Is that awesome or what? What you just said is so awesome. My sister, who was the vice president for two Fortune 50 companies, her expression was, whatever you invest in yourself will pay dividends beyond belief. That's the best return on investment.
That's right.
To invest in yourself. And I pray that folks will do that because you know what? As far as this program is concerned, you know what? There is a cardiovascular component to it, but that's not crucial nor key to the success of the program, although you want to do that because it does allow you the cardio so as you get stronger. But the key, as my colleague with whom I used to work in sports, Shannon Sharp, who is just a physical specimen beyond belief, he says, and so many trainers will tell you, bodybuilding, body constructing starts in the kitchen. That's the focus.
That's good right there.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, JB. Well, thank you again. And we always say once a key player, always a key player. Feel free to continue to contact us. Give us updates, any good news. We're here for you.
Nigeria, this has been a blessing. Can I say thank you very much for having me as your guest and loving how you are targeting these positive messages for the urban market as well. And I pray continued success for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.